Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you know what that music means. It's the perfect parlay pick segment going into week 13. Now, we're doing it on a Tuesday. BT and Hoff are off tomorrow. I'll be in tomorrow to give my special Turkey Day teaser, which throughout the course of the perfect parlay pick segment, that's a bonus that's worth 35 points. Hoff is in the lead, 175 points. BT, after cashing his three-team parlay, he's in second with 115. I am in third with 105. A two-team parlay worth 25. Three-team worth 50. Four-team worth 100. We'll do our perfect parlays separately on Friday off the air. We'll post them on social media. But on the air right now, Turkey Day teaser time. Three-team, 10-point Turkey Day teaser that's worth 35 points on the scoreboard. BT, we all hit last year. What do you got here in the all-important Turkey Day teaser?
All right. So, are we doing the music here? Are we doing the whole spiel? Or no, we're just going to run into... I got, now, just to be clear, it's still the same thing. Over-under, sides, we're just doing the three games, right, for the Thanksgiving.
All the Turkey Thanksgiving games.
Okay, no, because when you say the 10 points, we're not getting like wacky with those 10. We're just making picks, right? That's the same thing.
No, a teaser.
I forgot from last year.
A teaser.
Oh, a teaser. Oh, boy.
A parlay is
this going to be a disaster.
You know what a teaser is?
I do, but I did okay. All the wrong research.
Just let them go with it. Let them go.
Whatever you would take, I'll help you out along the way.
Okay, no, I knew that as I was doing this, I'm like, I kind of forgot what we did a year ago.
You've done teaser before?
Oh, many times. No, I know how to tease. Of course. So I'll give you what I picked, and then you just do the increments with the tees. I've got the under in the Packers and the Lions game. Over under is 48.5.
Right. So you're gonna take the under 58.5.
Correct.
Right.
I'm gonna tease that up. Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Kansas City at Dallas, the over under is 52.5.
Right.
I'm gonna jack that up. I'm gonna take the under there as well.
So 62.5, take the under. So two unders in the first two games for you.
I appreciate you doing this, dude, because this would take me forever to figure this thing out in real time. I don't know what would happen.
Yeah.
And finally, Bengals +7 at the Baltimore. I'm gonna jack that up. And I'm going to ride with the return. What's up?
No, you're taking, it's Baltimore -7 over this Bengals.
Correct. So I'm going to take the Bengals +7. I'm going to jack that up and
17.
Get them a little bit more juice and pump that up to a 17. So
okay.
I'm taking the under in both the first two games. I'm going to take the Bengals +17 as they go into Baltimore.
Right,
I apologize for that sloppiness. Sal and everybody.
No. You're fine. Because actually, like, I'm looking at it too, and I'm not making my pick right now, but I'm doing the math. Because normally when I would do these, I go on a site. Whatever side it is, and boom, you click it in. Oh, I'm getting the Chiefs plus points, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now we have to actually do the math with the 10 points.
So just there.
Summation there. You're taking the under 58.5.
Yep.
Lions and Packers after you tease it up. You're also teasing up the Cowboys and Chiefs to take it under 62.5.
Correct.
You're teasing the Bengals to take the points, so you're +17 there.
Yep.
All right, Hoff, what do you got here? You're the leader. This is huge here. There you go. All right, a little Thanksgiving music there for you, Hoff.
So here's the deal. I hate over-unders unless we do teasers. I'm doing the exact opposite of BT. I'm going all overs.
Nice.
So, Detroit versus Green Bay. over 38.5.
Right, okay.
Dallas versus KC, over 42, over 42.5.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Baltimore-Cincinnati, over 42.5. Simple, winner, winner, turkey dinner.
All three overs. I will give mine tomorrow. I got to look at it. I didn't want to do any research today. You guys, with the, I mean, because you're off tomorrow, it's Tuesday. Like, I can't be... I like the day before. When we do it on Friday, even to me, that's a little bit early, but you have no choice. I need to nestle in. Maybe tonight I'll start to look at it a little bit. Tomorrow morning I'll start to look at it. I'll give you my Turkey Day teaser. But you guys are in the clubhouse. One thing that I usually don't do is the over-unders. If you notice, throughout the course of the year, I have not picked one.
I don't think you did last year either, right?
I just don't do it. I don't
that's how I made money, man.
Yeah, I don't mess with the over-unders. I will say with the teaser, it's a little bit different. If I don't love one of the other picks, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure which way I'm going to go, although I was doing the early math here, Packers plus 12.5 seems like a reasonable choice.
You think so?
Do you tease it the other way and take the Lions, who you expect to win, plus 8.5? I don't know.
Do you expect the Lions to win?
I do. I expect them to win that game. But,
well, that's
kind
of a coin flip to me.
I've been getting sucked in. Either way, so then I take the Lions to win, I'm getting 8.5 points. Yeah. That's a game, to me, you would probably be safe either way. A lot of these games you could pick with a teaser either side.
Although, oh, yeah.
I will say my Uncle John taught me at a very young age, boy, teasers are the biggest sucker bet out there.
I've always said that, but I don't know why. I feel like I get more bad beats when it comes to actually sides than it is totals. Like, to me, listen, I mean, of course, I've won all this. I've lost all this. I mean, you do it long enough. You win every way. You lose every way, conceivably. But I feel like, without all the data in front of me, I've been more successful with the over-unders. And I like team totals, too. Like, I'll do this in college where... You've got to say if Bama's playing some scrub team and, you know, maybe like a vintage Saban or Buckeyes now, whatever, some great team now, and they're laying 44, just too much juice for you to feel comfortable laying. And you're like, well, you know, all right, I don't want to do that because they might get a little backdoor cover, whatever it might be. You're like, but I know that the Buckeyes are going to score at least 37.5 or 40 points. So you're not laying all that juice to win by that amount, but you're pretty confident that the team that you have confidence in will score X amount of points in terms of the team total. I don't think enough people bet the team totals is what I'm saying.
I don't mind the team totals as a fun individual bet, but in the college case in particular, I'm always, if I see a 44-point spread, I'm laying it. And generally, you may get beat by one score. So I know it's not going to be a blow.
It's not going to be a three-point game.
This week I actually picked, I'm in a pool, actually, which is running out, last week of college football coming up this weekend. But I picked, like, Notre Dame was a huge favorite. Georgia was a huge favorite. I picked a bunch of huge favorites, and I ended up winning three of the five. One was a push.
Well, Notre Dame, I remember flipping on that. I think they were beating Syracuse 59-0
point. I think it was 70-7 they won. And the line might have been 40 or something like that. Because when you see that means, okay, well, this team's going to run circles around this other team. It's a matter of how much... With the foot on the gas, especially because you want to, you know, especially the better teams, they want to show the margin of victory, all that stuff, to get better, you know, a point system, whatever.
The metrics,
exactly. The better metrics. And if you allow one touchdown, that could throw the whole thing, you know, apart. That could make you, that's how you lose that bet, allowing just one touchdown. Generally, though, I found it a good philosophy too. If you're going to do it, just do it with all of them, and you'll hit the majority of laying the big spread.
And if you're going to do it in college more so than the NFL.
Oh, my God,
think about the Jets and the Giants this past weekend. We're sitting here. Giants are in overtime. They're two touchdown dogs against Detroit. The Jets are two touchdown dogs against the Ravens. If Breece Hall doesn't fumble at the two, he pops that in either on that play or the next play. Jets are within three. They covered anyway. But, I mean, listen, you could have a 50-point spread and win 49-0 and not cover the spread. But the sheer gap in pure talent of the college level.
Oh, my God.
There's much more destruction.
I don't even watch
that's carnage.
I don't even.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch college football. I let the lines tell me. Oh, okay, well, this team's favored by 38 points. That means they're so much better than this team. The disparity is not like it is in the NFL. To your point, where I would go the other way generally in the NFL, I'm always a take-the-points guy. In college, I'm generally a lay-the-points guy.
What about rivalries, though? Now, not to get into the weeds, because we only know a couple of players.
Not as much. I like the big, you know, conference, big known conference team and perennial powerhouse program versus
like the Bowling Greens or the, where they're getting paid money to come and get their heads handed to them.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm with you there, but like something that just jumped out, and I just popped on to look at some of these college games just for a second. So we know about Mendoza. Obviously, Indiana's awesome, and their coach has got a gazillion dollars to stay. They're number two in the country. They're in West Lafayette against Purdue. Now, Purdue is awful. They're 2-9. That's a real rivalry game, and the spread is 28.5.
Yeah, I don't mess with the rivalries.
Okay, I probably wouldn't. I'm not going to touch that. But if you had to go one way or the other, are you going to lay it or are you going to take the points?
And what is it? This is who now
it's
again?
It's at Purdue, who stinks.
Who? Purdue?
Indiana's laying 28.5. Purdue is 2-9.
I would not touch that. I would take the points with Purdue.
So would I. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think,
in the rivalry, I'm going to take some points.
Also, now this is an issue. I don't trust Indiana. I know that they're one of the great teams right now.
Their defense is good too, man.
Again, but it just doesn't. I know. I get it. And a lot of times they've probably covered. I can't trust them the way that I would Ohio State, where more often than not, and I'm sure you could look this up, people look at their record against the spread. I just feel like more often than not, if you lay the points with a powerhouse, even Notre Dame against Syracuse. Notre Dame this year, if you pay attention a little bit, they light it up.
Yeah, they
offensively.
Do. They
and I know
do.
Syracuse isn't any good. Now, that score was even more astronomical than I thought.
I mean, it's unacceptable.
In your particular case, I would not take Indiana. BT, it's Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Jamie is calling from Erie, PA. What's up, Jamie?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Good, man. Thanks. Hey, first things first, Hal Steinbrenner so worried about money. You know what makes a lot of money? World Series t-shirts, World Series sweatshirts. World Series, you know, commemorative posters.
All the merch.
Yeah, there you go. But what I'd like to do, can I ask you guys your opinion on this? Is there any way we could get Bregman and still sign Bellinger?
Yeah, should be. Why not?
Give you my lineup real quick. Here's my lineup. Wells at catcher. Don't exactly love the batting average.
Uh-huh.
Ben Rice at first base. He's got a trial by fire. We give him 1 year. You're the first baseman. You can't cut
Figure it out.
Thank you. Jazz at second. Caballero at short.
Bregman at third.
Bregman, that'd be great. Bellinger. Grisham.
And Judge.
Center field. Okay, now here we go. Here's the big one. Stephen Kwan. We see if we could trade Dominguez and a starter. And get Kwan. Judge is now your DH.
So you're going to get Bregman, Bellinger, and Kwan and move to, all right. I love the creativity. I mean, listen, if they did it, they'd be a much better team. They'd have a chance to win the World Series. They're not going to do it. The only thing that I would say is about moving Judge to DH. I get it. 6'8", big body, got hurt last year, whatever. You know, but he's still a plus defender. Like, I'm not looking to get Judge off the field. I'm just looking to keep him on the field and stay healthy.
But you also wouldn't need to. That's taking it a step too far. You don't need him to be the DH. Sometimes you want him to DH, but you don't need him to be the DH. Even with adding all those guys, you could have Bellinger play some first, Bellinger play some center, Bellinger play some right, and Judge could DH. Like, Bellinger would be the key there. Here's why I love that idea, and I don't think it should be that far-fetched. Bellinger needs to come back to have the Yankees be where they were a year ago. So bringing him back to me is not some, whoa, the Yankees went out there and spent on Bellinger. It's bare minimum of what they need to do.
I agree.
Bring him back. Now, how are you making the team better? I love the idea of Kwan. Gold Glover in left field. You trade one of the young guys for him. Whatever package it takes, you have him leading off. Then where you really extend it is going after Bregman, because now you're significantly upgrading your infield as well. You keep your flexibility with Bellinger. You get your leadoff hitter and a Gold Glover in left field with Kwan. You shore up defense at third base and a bat, a right-handed bat to boot with Bregman at third. That makes the Yankees better. They're loaded in the starting rotation. They'll figure out the bullpen. That, to me, is a home run offseason, and it shouldn't be unrealistic because you're adding one big salary with Bregman and you're adding one trade with Kwan. He's not going to cost you a lot of money.
No, I don't think he will. And by the way, here's the other thing that would do. I mean, you're probably looking at a lineup. I don't know if you look at it this way. Kwan 1, Bregman 2, Judge 3.
I would go Judge 2. I didn't really think it through, but I would go Kwan, Judge, Belly, Bregman.
You could go Rice Jazz against righties.
Yeah, or Rice. Okay, figure. They're going to go righty, lefty, righty. That's the prime.
Maybe Bregman more 6?
Whatever. He'd be down there. It depends on what Stanton's doing.
Yeah.
And I don't mind if you needed to stack a couple of righties. But the main thing for me would be Kwan in front of Judge. He's going to get on in front of Judge. Then they're going to have to pitch to Judge. And it would be Bellinger behind Judge. Then from there, it could either be Stanton or Bregman. And if you have Stanton there, let's say Rice behind him or Jazz, or whatever mood you're feeling, who's in the lineup, and then it could be Bregman behind them. So also, by the way, you now have 3 contact hitters with Bellinger, who's a plus defender, can play everywhere, contact hitter. Kwan, high contact hitter. Bregman, same thing, average, put the bat on the ball. Those are 3 of your positions in the field that are now occupied by guys who can hit with some pop, but also just more of an emphasis on putting the bat on the ball, getting on base, good defensive players. To go along with the mix of the power with Judge and Jazz and Rice and Wells.
Mm-hmm.
And you could live with whatever you get from shortstop as long as defense is taking care of there with Caballero and Volpe. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a couple of variations that would excite me. I'd like this one. It's not going to happen.
But think about it. If you're spending, it's not asking to spend a ridiculous amount.
I know
amount.
What you're saying. You're bringing back Bellinger,
who's
so it's the same
here.
As, okay.
Yeah.
Now, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to, now the Mets did this only $5 million with Nimmo to send mm-hmm. them $5 million. You're going to have to get rid of McMahon. So I think McMahon, right. who's making 16 this year, 16 next year, $32 million.
Maybe you send some money to
offset okay. the cost a little bit. So if he's due 32 over 2, can you send somebody $5 or $6 million, get that into the 17, into the 27, 28 range? It would probably make it a little bit more palatable. You give him a low A pitcher that throws 99 that you don't even really know about yet. All right, deal consummated. So that's not impossible. The thing is, so I'm not saying it's impossible.
I like that
No,
team.
I like it. Listen, you got to understand everything. I judge everything. Number one, do I like it? And
right.
I like it. And number two, do I think the Yankees will do it? And I don't. Now, but the other thing, and I look at this, and I'm very curious. I don't know what he's going to get in arbitration, Hoff. Maybe this came up on the Rico. If it did, just hop in. So Stephen Kwan made $4 million last season.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I know, but he's not getting a ton more, is he?
Well, I would think he would go up to about 12, maybe 10, 12, which is nothing. I mean, for a guy who's really good. So you've got basically the 2026 season and then the 2027 season. You got 2 seasons, as we know. He's young, he's a leadoff hitter, he's an elite outfielder, and he's making relative peanuts. We talk about what it would take to get a Skeens whenever they trade him or a Schubel, and clearly Kwan is going to be a minuscule package compared to that. But what do you think it would really take to get Kwan?
I think the Yankees
really,
are
what
in
do
a
you
good,
think it would take?
I think they're in a good spot because I would assume it would be either Jones or Dominguez as a starting point, and then you give up a couple of minor leaguers.
What about a starting pitcher like Will Warren if the Guardians ask for that?
I'd be fine with that too. Yeah, I mean, the Yankees have a bunch of arms. Obviously, I'm not giving up Cam Schlittler for him. Outside of that, I would even give up Luis Gil if I needed to. Maybe they don't have to. Maybe Warren would be the one that the Yankees prioritize. Maybe they move on from either one. The Guardians could look at the Yankees and say, give me one of those pitchers. Give me one of those left fielders and give me a lower level guy. I would assume that that's a pretty good package for a guy who's under control, cheap, Gold Glover, contact, leadoff guy in front of Judge. It's a perfect fit that's not going to cost you a lot, but prospects, which you need to give up anyway because you can't have Dominguez and Jones playing on this team next year.
No, there's no way. We've come around that. Every time that comes up, we both agree. I did find something, AI, whatever. Projected earnings via arbitration would be $8.5 million, which is up from the $4 million he's making this year. Hey, listen, even if the Guardian said, I want Clark Schmidt's out until August, whatever it is. All right, he's young, he's controllable, he's pretty good, he's coming off Tommy John. Take him. Take a pitcher,
yeah,
except Schlittler.
Exactly. Any one of those guys not named Cam
I would
Schlittler.
Even give up. Did you say Heel? I think you
yes,
did.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
I would give him up too.
Yeah. Let them pick Warren, Heel. I mean, obviously, if the Yankees have a preference who they want to keep, you limit who they can pick. But yes, one from that bunch plus Jones or Dominguez, I would think that that's close to getting it done. Maybe you throw in a lower level prospect.
But I would think if the Yankees are ambitious and they are creative, that there are several deals to be had. We'll see if it comes to fruition. But that is something that should satisfy both teams. We'll see. All right, we'll get back to the calls. Wrap it up, obviously. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number. Hey, this Thanksgiving, FanDuel's introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Now, here's how it works. You guys start a group, all right, build with your first pick, then pass it on to your buddies. Then they could add a leg to theirs. When everybody's done, you lock it up in a group parlay with your own funds, and then football becomes better because, let's face it, betting on football gives a little more juice. It's always a little bit more exciting. It just is. I don't care what you say it is. And then everybody has a chance to get a 50% profit boost to use on their build. Maybe you start your parlay off with a Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown as the Lions start things up at 12:30 on Thursday. Maybe you start something off with a little Dak or maybe a little maybe CeeDee Lamb could actually hold on to the ball this Thursday, unlike this past weekend. Start your build, jump in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/BT to get started here. FanDuel, play your game. We love the app around here. Safe and secure. And when you win, get paid right away. FanDuel is the official sportsbook of the Fan, WFAN, 21 plus and physically present in New York. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit. Profit boost total. I always burp the same point of this read every time. It's like a hiccup, not a burp. Restrictions do apply, including any token expiration and max wage or amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com and available to gambling problem. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.